This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
What should pro-life Christians do after Roe v. Wade is struck down? John Stemberger tries to answer that important question with five pro-life strategies for post-Roe America. He put his article together after being asked what the legislature would want him to do. Dissatisfied with his original answer, he put together a series of strategies that all of us need to read and apply. First, to care for women and children. A significant change will be the increase in abortion-minded women who will not have easy access to abortion in many states. The pro-life community must be prepared to serve them by helping them decide to parent their baby or place the child for adoption. Second, focus on law and public policy. Abortion will no longer be considered a federal constitutional right and will be returned to the states. The state legislatures will now be the battlegrounds for pro-life initiatives. Third, focus on elections. Candidates and elected leaders for state office will no longer have excuses for inaction on abortion since Roe was existing law. This will provide an opportunity to hold them accountable for their stands on life. Fourth will be a focus on education. Most pro-life organizations focus their time on education, but this will be a very important priority to educate the public, especially the church, regarding the science and beauty of early human development and the horror of what abortion actually is. And a fifth priority will be direct action. This would include the ongoing ministry of pregnancy resource centers along with other pro-life ministries. It would also include undercover projects to expose lies, fraud, and abuse. I appreciate his action items. Now let's get to work. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.